Avodah Zarah on Daf Ayin Hey Amud Beis, as well as on Daf Samach Zayin Amud Beis, here's the following kashya. If we know, if we pass in the Nosin Tam Lefgam Mutter, so why did the Torah in Parashas Matos have to have a whole parasha of Hechsher Kelim, parasha of Yulei Klei Nidyon? Nosin Tam Lefgam is Mutter anyway, so why is it necessary to be Machsher the Kelim? So the Gemara responds by saying that lo osa Torah l'kedera bas yomah. According to the Mandamah, the Nosin Tam Lefgam is Mutter, you must say that the whole parasha of Yulei Klei Nidyon is for a kedera bas yomah. A kedera before time has passed, before the Belia has been sitting in the Kli for a while, it's still Bas Yoma. So if it's Keder Bas Yoma, it's not Nosin Tam Lefgam. Presumably it's still Nosin Tam Lefgam. So it's for that type of Belia that the Torah requires Hechsher. But a Keder Sheina Bas Yoma, a Keder that's after Bas Yoma, the Belia has been sitting in the Kli for a little bit, so that Taka doesn't require Hechsher. That's the Din Daraisa. And then the Gemara in Avodah Zarah adds that the Chachamim introduced a special gezeira. The Chachamim prohibited the use of even a keder shein bas yoma. Also gezeira to bas yoma, that they were afraid that you might use the keder bas yoma itself, so they prohibited even using a keder shein bas yoma. But that doesn't asa the Michael, even if they said you can't use the kli, you can't use the keder shein bas yoma. A kli shel iser, even if it's shein bas yoma, one is not allowed to use, but it's not going to prohibit any Michael that you cook in that kli. The Michael was already cooked in the kli, so then it's going to be mutter. This is really the first question. Any posek who's asked a question about there was a pot used for milk and soflashik, the first question that you always ask is, when did you use it? Is it a bas yoma? Did you use it in a certain period of time? We'll talk about the period of time in a moment. Is it ain't a bas yoma? Is it bas yoma? That's the first question that you always have to ask, because the first kula to think of is if it's nosin tam lefgam, then there won't be a problem. Bidiyeva, there won't be a problem if it's nosin tam lefgam. So it's very important, it's very instructive to always ask, when was the kli used, to determine whether it's a keder shein bas yoma or a keder bas yoma. What exactly does bas yoma mean? Keep on using this phrase. What does keder bas yoma mean? Well, maybe I should phrase it in the other way. What does keder shein bas yoma mean? How long does the bli have to sit in the pot, and then it's considered a keder shein bas yoma? So Rashi there on the fine vav, Dibu Maslo bas yoma, defines that a keder bas yoma is shebisha ba'akam hayom, that the non-Jew, he's talking about clay midyon, clay akum. He says, Shebishal ba'akam hayom, avol bishal ba'esmol kvar hefek ba'taima b'linas laila. Rashi says, if the akum was bishal ba'esmol, then it's already hefek ba'taima b'linas laila. So Tosis and Dibur Maschul Bas, right there on the daf, he says, from Rashi you see that linas laila pogemes, that eina bas yoma just means that a laila has passed, that a full night has passed. Once the night is passed, Rashi seems to say that Linas Laila will be Pogemes, then it will be Nosin Tam Lefgam. Rabbeinu Tam also takes that approach. Tosus quotes Rabbeinu Tam in that Dibra Masch. The question is, even according to this Shita, Rabbeinu Tam and the Rashi, that Linas Laila Pogemes, what part of the Laila has to pass in order for it to be Pogem? Does Rashi mean to say that the entire Laila has to pass? You need the whole Laila, or maybe just the Sofa Laila? As long as the end of the night passes, meaning even if you cook in the pot that night, as long as the Sof Laila passed, so then we would assume Linas Laila Pogemes, and then the Bli is going to be Nosin Tam Lefgam. So Tosus has a discussion about that. He goes back and forth. He raises the question, and then Tosus tries to prove that you need the entire night, that the Sof Laila is not going to be Pogem by itself. He brings an interesting raya. Tosus brings a raya that the Sof Laila alone is not going to be pogem, because we know that when it comes to kachim that you're cooking kalim, so you need mariku shtifa by klei nechoshes and shvira by klei cheres. That's a pasuk in Parashas Tzav. Right? It's like you need a type of hagola, so to speak, by klei nechoshes, and by klei cheres, there's no hechsher that you can have, so there's a din of shvira by klei cheres. So Tosus says, if this halacha applies, even if you cook chatas, even if you cook a chatas in the kli, and it applies even according to the man da'amar nosin tam lefgam mutter. So if you put two and two together, it doesn't seem to make much sense, because if you cook the chatas, so the chatas becomes nosar mishiyala murashachar. So at the same time when the shame nosar should be chal, it's going to be nosin tam lefgam. If you assume that the sof laila is pogem by itself according to Rabbeinu Tam and Rashi, so then the Sof HaLaila, when Tam is going to become Pogum, the Shem Nosa is going to be Chal. So the Shem Nosa will never be Chal. So if Mariko Shtifa and Shavira are only necessary in a kli that already has the Shem Noser in it, which is a Machlokas Rishonim, by the way. But Tosa seems to assume Mariko Shtifa and Shavira are necessary only in a kli that already has the Shem Noser Chal. So it's going to come out strange. The Shem Noser is never going to be Chal because it's always going to be Noser Tamil Gan. If you assume that Linas Laila Pogemis means that it's Pogem Besofa Laila, so there will never be a Shem Noser when it comes to Chatas. When it comes to Shlomim, that's a different story. Because the Shlomim is Necha for 2 days and one night, so the Shem Noser will be Chal at the end of the second day. But by Chatas, since the Zman Achila for Chatas is 1 day and one night, the Shem Noser is Chal Besofa Laila, so there never will be a Shem Noser Chal. Because when it comes time for the Shem Noser to be Chal, it's going to be Noser Tam of Gam anyway. It'll be a Tam Pogam. So how could Mariko Shtifa and Shvira be necessary by this kind of Kli, the Kli that has a Shem Noser? There never will be a Shem Noser when it comes to Chatas. That's Tosis Kasha. The Tosis says, Al Karchav, what you have to say is that Linas Laila Pogemes doesn't mean the Sofa Laila. It means the whole night. You need a whole night passing through. And that's the Chiddush of the Torah, that even by Chatas you need Mariko Shtifa and Shvira. Because even if Linas Laila Pogemes, but you need the whole night, so obviously Mariko Shtifa and Shvira by Klei Chatas is talking about a case where you cooked in the Kalim at night. Even though Tosis himself says that it wasn't normal to do that at the time of the Gemara. But apparently what he's assuming, this is the way the Rush explains through, Tosis assumes that the case where Mariko Shtifa and Shvira are going to be necessary, that's a case where you cooked the Chatas in the Kalim during the evening. And then it'll come out a tremendous chumrah that Rashi will hold what? That it's only going to be pogame the next night, at the end of the next night, because you need a full night. So once you cooked in the middle of the night, so you no longer have the full night to be pogame this blia. The blia is only going to become pogame in the next night, at the end of the next night. So that's exactly why you need a hechsher, you need the mariko shtifa and the shvira in order to be machsher this kli, because the shem noser was chal. The shem noser was chal tonight, at the end of tonight. And the time is only going to become pogam at the end of the next night because you need a full night. That's Tosis Raya, that you need a full night. Even according to the Manda Amar, Linas Laila Pogemes, you need a full night. It's not enough just to have a self Laila. The Rosh is not convinced. Some of the other Rishonim, including the Rosh, they're Docha, the Raya of Tosis. The Rosh says he doesn't think that there's really, that there's a Raya from there. Why? Because even if you assume that the Shem Noser is not going to be Chal in the time pogam, and Sof Laila is going to be Poga, and you might need Mariko Shtifa and Shvira anyway, because maybe Mariko Shtifa and Shvira is a mitzvah. Who says it's a hechsher? Who says it's a hechsher of the Kli? Maybe it's just a mitzvah. In fact, Shvira is not really a hechsher b'chlal. Right? Since by a Kli Cheres, you can't have hechsher at all, the Shvira really is just a mitzvah b'alma anyway. So why assume Mariko Shtifa is a hechsher? It's like Hagola, but who says it's a real hechsher? Maybe that kach gozer Torah, that's the mitzvah of the Torah, that you have to do that to Klei Kodshim. But it's not to be machshir the kli. So once it's not to be machshir the kli, then even if the time is pogam, so what? Maybe there still is a mitzvah to do mariko shtif on a klei v'choshes and to do shvira on a klei cheres. That's the Rosh's teretz. Maybe it's not a hechsher at all. Maybe it's just a mitzvah b'yalma. And the Ran and Daf Mem in the Rif, he's dochatosis differently. The Ran says that even if you tell me mariko shtif and shvira are not necessary on a tam pogam against the Rosh, it's not just the mitzvah, but it's really a hechsher, so there shouldn't be a chiyuv mariko shtifa or shvira on a tam pogum. But in this case, there will be a chiyuv mariko shtifa, even on the keder she'ena bas yoma, the keder she'ena bas yoma that had a linas laila, even though linas laila pogemes, even if you'll tell me that linas laila is pogemes besofa laila, so then you would say that besofa laila, when it comes time for the shein noser to be chal, it's not to be chal because it's already a tam pogum. The Ran says that's not true. Because when does the tam become pogam? It's not pogam in the dofen hakli. It's not pogam in the walls of the kedera. It becomes pogam only when it comes out into the tam shul that you cook in the kedera. We mentioned a number of chaburas ago, that that's a machlokas rishonim. There are some rishonim who hold that it's pogam actually in the dofen hakli. That's the ra'ah. The ra'ah in the Berak HaBayis assumes that it's pogam amish in the dofen hakli. But the Rashba and a number of other rishonim assume that it only becomes pogam when it comes out of the kli. So the Ran subscribes to those Rishonim. He claims it only becomes pogam when it comes out of the Kli. So he said there's no kasha to begin with. The whole kasha was the Raya of Tosis was that Mariko Shtifa obviously is only shayach to a blia that's not pogam. And if you tell me that Linas Laila Pogemis means the Sofa Laila, so then by definition you'll never have a Shem Nosa here, because any time that the Nosa is going to be Chal, by Chatas, I'm saying. by chatas, you'll never have shame nosa, because at the time when it comes to the chata, for the shame nosa, the chatas to be chal, it's going to be pogam. Says the Ran, it's not going to be pogam, because in the dofen hakli, it's not pogam yet. It only becomes pogam when it comes out into the mixture, when it comes out into the tavshil. So since it's not going to be pogam in the dofen hakli, there will be a shame nosa, the chasa. That's why you taka have to be maksha the kli, to take out the shame nosa. The whole Raya of Tosis was, you have to say that Linas Laila Pogavis means throughout the whole night, not just the Sof Laila, but the whole night, because if it's just the Sof Laila, so you'll never have a case where the Shem Nos is going to be Chal, because it's always going to be a Tam Pogam when the Shem Nos is going to be Chal. The Ran says, no, it's not a Tam Pogam yet, because in the Dofen Hakli, it's not Pogam. So that's why Mariko Shtif and Shavir are going to be necessary, because the Shem Nos Taka will be Chal, even if Mariko Shtif is not necessary on a Shem Nosa with a Tam Pogam, but there is no Tam Pogam on the Shem Nosa. The Shem Nosa Taka will be Chal without it being Pogam, because in the Dofen Hakli, it's not going to be Pogam. So these are the different Dechios that the Rishonim have for Tosfos. According to the day that holds Linas Laila Pogamis, do you assume it's only the Sofa Laila, or do you assume you need the entire night? But how do we paskin? So the Rosh, at the end of his whole discussion, this is the Rosh in Simon Lamed Vav. So the Rosh is Doche Rabbeinu Tam in Rashi. He says many other Rishonim, the Rashbam, the Sefer HaTrumah, many other Rishonim assume that you need a full Me'es La'es. You need Me'es La'es from the time of the Bishul. You need a full 24 hours. He says he thinks that that's how we should paskin, that besoch me'es la'es, the kedera is a kedera basyoma, and la'acha me'es la'es, then it's a kedera shena basyoma. You need a yom shol, and you need a full 24 hours, linas laila is not going to be good enough. There's a discussion in the Tosfos, what linas laila means. Does it mean the whole night? Does it mean the sofa laila? But the Rosh concludes that that's irrelevant l'maisa. So we paskin like those we've shown him, that assume that you need me'es la'es, you need a full 24 hours. And this is how the Shulchan Aruch paskins, both in Simen Kuf Gimel Sif Hei, and in the Simen about Hachshakelim, and Simen Kuf Chav Beis, Simen Kuf Chav Beis Sif Beis, the Shulchan Aruch says that until Me'es La'es have passed, since the Bishul, the Keder is a Keder Bas Yoma, and it's going to Asa, but after Me'es La'es, that it's a Keder She'en Bas Yoma, and we'll assume those in time of Kam, and it's going to be Mutter. This is all in terms of Blios and Kelim. Is there any halacha that after Me'es La'es, maybe even a Be'en can become Pogam? So at first glance, you'd assume not. That's the assumption that we always have, that we've assumed, that we've been taught for many years. This happens to be what the Beis Yosef quotes from the Rashba, that a Be'en doesn't become Pogam. It becomes Pogam if it disintegrates. If it doesn't taste good anymore, so then it can become a Tam Pogam. But automatically to assume that after 24 hours it becomes a Tam Pogam, that we don't have when it comes to Be'en. That should only apply when it comes to a Bli and a Kli. But the Ran disagrees. The Beis Yosef quotes from the Ran. The Ram brings a Raya from the Gemara and Avodah Zarah and Afayin Hamad Beis that even by a Be'en, after Me'es La'es, it should become a Tam Pogam. How so? Because the Brais in Avodah Zarah on Afayin Hamad Beis says, V'chulin sh'nishtamish b'hanat sh'lo yatbil v'sh'lo yilabim v'sh'lo yagil tani chodem utah v'tani idach asa. Gemara has a long Brais that describes exactly what kind of Hefshe Kalim you need for each type of Kli. If it was nishtamish b'or, so then it needs Libun, and if it was nishtamish b'chamin, then it needs Hagola. And if it was just used with cold, hadach is sufficient. So then the Gemara says, v'chulon sh'nishtamish bohen, if you use them without any of these procedures, without going through the process of hechsher that you need, if you hold nosen tam afkam is asa, then it's going to be asa. And if you hold nosen tam afkam mutter, then it's going to be mutter. That's the tani chada asa, the tani idach mutter. So the Ran quotes the yesh shekosfu, some Rishonim ask, what does this brisa mean? Kulish nishtamish b'hen ad shelo yakbil, but the evidence is going to be mutter according to the Amr Nosen Tam of Gam Mutter. Shelo yakbil. You used it before tevila. What does that mean, before tevila? So you could say it means before tevila's kalim. In addition to the hechsher that you do for the kli, to take out whatever blio, or to be sorry if whatever blio you have in the kli, there's also a need to do a tevila's kalim. If it's a klei akum, which is what the Gemara, what the Mishnayos there are talking about, so if it's a Kli from a non-Jew, aside from the Hesher Kalim, you need Tevilas Kalim as well. So you could say what the Gemara is telling us is the principle that without a Tevilas Kalim, no food is going to be Asad. Even if you use the Kli without a Tevilas Kalim, it doesn't Asad the Maichom. There's a mitzvah to do a Tevilas Kalim, whether it's a mitzvah deraisa, derabanan, but there's certainly a mitzvah to do Tevilas Kalim, but it doesn't Asad the Maichom. That's what you could have said. But the Ran quotes from these Rishonim would say, no, Shalo Yatbil over here means Shalo Hidiyah, that you didn't wash the Kli, meaning that even if there's no belia in the kli, you didn't use the kli b'chamin, the goy didn't use the kli b'chamin, he only used the bitzonein, there could be shamunis ben, there could be some kind of residue on the kli, so there's a requirement to do hadacha, there's a requirement to wash off the kli in order to be, quote-unquote, machshir the kli. It's not a hechshir in the classical sense, because you're not taking out any belia, but there's a need to wash the kli, to take off any be'en, so that you can use the kli b'hetter. But these Rishonim claim that the Braisa Shelo Yatel means that you were not made Diach. And how does that play out with the Sugya then? The Gemara says, Tanya Idach Mutter. The Tanya Idach Zayin Mutter according to the Manda Amen Osim Tamav Gam Mutter. What is this Braisa? What does that line of Shelo Yatel and the Braisa have to do with the Manda Amen Osim Tamav Gam Mutter? According to the Manda Amen Osim Tamav Gam Mutter, so then it's necessary to tell me a Chiddush that even if you didn't do Liban, if you didn't do Hagolah, b'dieved it's still going to be Mutter. Since the Bali is Osim Tamav Gam, it's not going to ask that. But why should I need to say that if I didn't do Hadacha, according to the Manda Amen Osim Tamav Gam, it's going to be Mutter? And how could it be Mutter? What does that mean? So say the Yesha Kosu, no, Gufa, what this Bryce is telling me is that a Be'en after Me'es La'es becomes Pogam as well. That we assume that the air somehow it's exposed to the air, and the air is going to make it into a tampogam, and therefore b'di'eved, if you didn't wash off that be'en, it's also not going to ask. Tremendous chiddush. That's what this one day in the Rishonim that the Ran quotes holds. That's not the day that the Beis Yosef prefers. The Shulchan Aruch actually happens to quote two days about this. The Shulchan Aruch in Simen Kuf Gimel in Sifei quotes two days about this, but the Taz in Sifkot Mechaz says that we pass him l'chum. We pass him like the Rashba and Rav Rishonim that the shear of Me'es La'es, the shear of 24 hours, only applies to Kedera, only applies to a Blias Isser, not to Be'en. That we assume that a Be'en remains a Tam Meshubach until we contest it, until we can see that it actually became a Tam Pogam. There's a question. I saw him. Okay, so Tosfos there on the Gemara in Avodah Zarah and Afayin Vav quotes the Rabbeinu Baruch in the Sefer Atruma. That makes a very important point. A further point about this idea: when does something become a Kedera Shena Bas Yom, and when is it still a Bas Yom? So we know that if you use the Kli for Bishul and then a full Me'es La'es pass, so then it's called a Kedera She'ena Bas Yoma. Let's say you use the Kli Toch Me'es La'es. Let's say within the 24 hours you used it for some other purpose. Let's say you use the Kli for Isser, and then Besoch Me'es La'es, you didn't use it for Isser again. I mean, obviously, if you use it for Isser again, that restarts the clock. But let's say you only cooked water in the Kli. So the Kli was not used for Isser within the 24 hours. It was used for some other purpose. So does that reset the clock automatically, or do we say no? Rabbeinu Baruch in the Sefer Truma claims that will reset the clock. If you use the Besoch Me'es La'es, then the clock starts again, and you have to count 24 hours from the time that you actually cooked in it. The second bishul, not the first bishul. The first time that the kli was used, it was used by Isser. But now there's a second bishul in the kli, Mayim, bishul of Mayim. Rabbeinu Baruch assumes that it restarts the clock. Why? He says because Chaticha Nasis Nevela. He assumes that Chaticha Nasis Nevela even by Shari Surim. So therefore, the clock is going to restart. The 24 hours have to restart. Even though you're not cooking Isser in the kli, but so what? The Isser is going to come out into the water. It's going to Asa the water because of Chaticha Nasis Nevela. Then the water is going to go back into the kli. So it's like a re-energized blia, or it's like a new blia, I should say. It's a blias isser coming from the water. The water is a water shell isser, based on chaticha nasis tevela. So the Sefer Truma claims that in that case you got to restart the clock. The 24 hours start from the second bishul, not from the first bishul. The Beis Yosef in Simen Kuf Gimel has a long dissertation about this comment in the Sefer Truma. The Beis Yosef disagrees with the Sefer Truma for two reasons. First, he quotes from the Smak. So the Smak quotes a Harbe Mekilim, a Yesh Mekilim, that maybe the Sefer Truma is incorrect. Maybe we can be Mekil. The Lashon of the Yesh Mekilim in the Smak is Acha She'en B'Gufa Isser Ben Yomo Ein LaHachshivo KeBen Yomo. Since the Gufa Isser is not Ben Yomo, the Blia, the original Blia in the Kedera is not a Ben Yomo. Meaning after 24 hours from the first Bishul, then the original Blia is not going to be a Ben Yomo. So once the original Bli is not going to be a Ben Yomo, there's no reason to Asa the Kli. That's what the Yesh Mekilim say. And the Beis Yosef himself claims that, I disagree with the Sefer Truma for a very simple reason. Because we know the Beis Yosef paskins how? Does the Beis Yosef claim that Chaticha Nasis Nevela by Shari Surim? No. Beis Yosef assumes that Chaticha Nasis Nevela only by Basa B'Cholav. So he says, if Chaticha Nasis Nevela only by Basa B'Cholav, then the Sefer Truma doesn't get off the ground. Why should you assume that Chaticha Nasis Nevela will tell me that I have to restart the clock from the time of the second bishul? I don't say Chaticha Nasis Nevela by Shari Surim. I only say by Basa B'Cholav. So there's no reason to restart the clock. The 24 hours should start from the time of the first bishul. So these are the two rejections that the Beis Yosef has for the Sefer HaTruma. So the question is, what does the Smak mean? Why did the Smak claim that the Sefer HaTrumah is wrong, because once the Gufo Yisr is not Ben Yoma, once 24 hours have elapsed from the time of the first Bliya, so then the water is not going to Asa. But if Chaticha Nasas Nevela, so then the water became Asa. So the water became Asa, now there's a new Bliya in the Kli. Who cares about the old Bliya? Why should the Yesh Mekilim claim that the Sefer HaTrumah is wrong? Because if the Gufo Yisr is not a Ben Yoma anymore, so then the water is not going to Asa. So Lechora, what the Yesh Mekilim and the Sfak have in mind is something that the Chavis Das, is a comment of the Chavis Das. The Chavis Das in Sivkot Yud, asks on the Sefer HaTrumah, he says, why should I assume that the Mayim are Nasa Nevela? We know, we have an old principle, that Eina Nesar Yochal Esar, Ela B'makom She Ha'Isar Yochal Eilach Sham. The Nesar is not going to be stronger than the Oser. We discussed that at great length. If you assume that Tam Ki'ika means that the Heter is Nefach Li'Osissa, so obviously that principle doesn't apply. If the Heter is Nefach Li'Osissa itself, it's not just the carrier of the Osissa, it has a life of its own. But if you assume that Tam Ki'ika doesn't mean that the Heter is Nefach Li'Osissa, so maybe you can say that the Nesar is limited by the Osar. The Nesar can't Asar any place that the Osar can't Asar. So the Chavis Das is, if this is true, so how can the Sefer HaTrumah claim that if you have the Kli that Pesoch Ma'es La'es, now you're cooking it again, so the Bli is going to come out of the Dofnei HaKli, and it's going to be Nosen Tam into the water, and we'll say Chatich Nesas Nevela. But that's not going to help at all, because the Blia, now the water is going to go back into the Kli. So what's going back? Water that's now Asa, together with Blias Issa from before. So since the Blias Issa is going to be Eino Ben Yomo at the end of 24 hours from the first Bishul, so it doesn't have the ability to Asa anymore. So if it doesn't have the ability to Asa, why should the water have the ability to Asa? The water is only the Nesa. The Nesa shouldn't be stronger than the Osa. That's the Chavis Das's Kasha on the Sefer HaTrumah. So presumably what the Yesh Mekilim are saying is exactly, they're making the Chavis Das's point. That's exactly what they're saying. If the Gufa Issa is not a Ben Yomo, so why should we be Machshiv the Kli as a Ben Yomo based on the water? Why should the water be any stronger than the Gufa Issa? Bechor what the Mekilim are saying. So what's the Sefer HaTrumah going to respond? Rabbi Akiva Eiger in his Hagos on the Chavis Das says that he thinks the Sefer HaTrumah is going to say the following. The Sefer HaTrumah will assume that once the Bliya comes out of the Dofen HaKli, it's not going to be Nifgam. It's not going to be Nifgam even after 24 hours of the first Bishul. Meaning once the Bliya comes out, it's not the original Bliya. Now it's a new Bliya. Even more so, the Bliya can only become Pogam if it remains inside the Kli. Even if we say it's the same Bliya, but the Bliya is re-energized once it comes out of the Kli. So you can't say that after Me'es La'es of the first Bishul, so then the Bliya became a Tam Pogam. The question is whether the water is going to become a Tam Pogam as well. Do we say the Nesar is limited by the Oser? So the whole question is, what's the relationship between the Bli inside the water and the Bli inside the Kli? No. The Bli inside the Kli is not going to become a Tam Pogam either. The Sefer HaTrumah assumes that the Bli inside the Kli can't become a Tam Pogam either once it comes out. If it stayed inside the Kli and 24 hours passed, then it can become a Tam Pogam. But once it comes out, then it's not going to become Pogam either. So don't tell me that the Nesa can't be stronger than the Oser. The Oser is just as strong as the Nesa. The Oser itself is not going to become Pogam 24 hours after the first Bishul. It's only going to become Pogam 24 hours after the second Bishul. Because the Oser now is a stronger kind of a Bliya. It hasn't been sitting in the Kli for 24 hours. So if it hasn't been sitting in the Kli for 24 hours, it's not going to become Nesa. It's not going to become Pogam until 24 hours after the second Bishul. So this could be the give and take between the Sefer HaTrumah and the Yesh Mekilim and the Smak. And of course, what the Beis Yosef is saying is that fundamentally he agrees to the Sefer HaTrumah that really the Bliya should not become a Tam Pogum until 24 hours after the second Bishul. But that's only if you assume, how is that going to help me? It's only going to help me if we say Chanan. But if we don't say Chanan, what's going to be over here? What's going to go back into the Kli is the Mayim with the Bliya. What does the Beis Yosef say? He'll have to say that the Bliya is going to be Pogam. Right? The Bliya is going to be Pogam from the beginning. It's not energized by coming out. And because it's Pogam from the beginning, so unless we say Chanan, we're not going to ask her over here. And since we only say Chanan, Bevasa B'chala, but not by Shari Surim, so therefore we're not going to ask her. Okay? Those are the different Shitas here. It comes out interesting. According to the way we're trying to explain the Shita of the Sefer HaTrumah, you don't really need Chanan here. Rabbi Nobarach is adamant that the reason why the Kli Isser, even after 24 hours from the first Bli, is still going to be Osir, right? It's still going to be a Kedera Bas Yoma, is because chaticha nasas tevela, the water becomes asa, and therefore it's going to asa the kli once again. Chori doesn't really need chaticha nasas tevela, because once you assume that the reason why the Sefer Chumash says that chaticha nasas tevela works over here is because the nesar is really not being stronger than the oser, that really the bulia of the kli is just as strong as the bulia inside the mayim, because it's going to be energized once it comes out. It's not going to be pogom unless it sits in the kli for 24 hours. So basically, you could just aser the kli by its original bliya. Why do you need chaticha nasas tevela? Once we assume that if the bliya comes out and it doesn't become pogum after 24 hours from the original bishul, so then the original bliya will aser this kli anyway. The kli should be called a keder bas yoi because of its original bliya. Aye, but the bliya is going to go back together with the water. We don't know how much bliya is coming back. Yeah, but we have to be mishar bakula. We have to be choshesh that maybe the whole bliya is going to come back. It's a strange kind of a chashash. And some of the water is going to come in. Right, without Hanan, there's going to be some kind of water that's going to go in together with the bliya, but maybe that's the chashash, that we have to be mishar bakula, we have to assume that the entire bliya is going to come back. So once you say that the bliya that comes out will not become pogum even 24 hours after its original bishul, so then why does the Sefer HaTshuva need the idea of Hanan? Even without Hanan, you should ask it based on the original bliya. Yeah?
It starts to go out and come back in. How do you avoid Hanan here?
Even if you don't have Hanan, once you say that the tam, when it comes out from the walls of the kli, okay, so now it's a new kind of a tam. It's not going to sit in the walls of the kli for 24 hours from the first bishul. So since it's a new tam, we don't assume that 24 hours after the bishul it's a tam pogum because it's not the same tam that was in the kli before. It's a new kind of a tam. It's a stronger kind of a tam. So then the tam itself should ask of this kli. Until 24 hours after the second bishul, we should still ask of this kli. The kli should be called a kedera bas yoma, not because of chanan, but because the original bli is not going to become a tam pogum 24 hours after the first bishul, because you need 24 hours after the second bishul. This is now a stronger time. Okay? Gosh.
Didn't Tosfos and Tulman on Daf Kuf Amud Beis that we spoke at recently with Shnei Agdalos, didn't you already say though that on the first Agdala, meaning we know that there's going to be a lot of time, it's just going to leave, and the second one's going to be magic, and now she's going to
connect. That's what Tosfos and Chulin is assuming, right.
We're assuming against Tosfos and Chulin, meaning that's true. If you say Tosfos and Chulin, then if you don't have time.
You're saying if you say Tosfos and Chulin, so we can assume that there's always going to be some kind of water going in this. If there's some kind of water, then there's no problem. Uh-huh. Some of the Mefarshim I saw, I forget where I saw this, but some of the Mefarshim asked this kasha. And they say, Lechor, according to the Sefer HaTshuma, what you have to say is, you really don't need Hanan. And the truth is, you'll see, Josh, from the Hemshech of Tosfos, we're going to quote the next part of Tosfos. The Hemshech of Tosfos, this is true, what I'm about to tell you. That the Sefer HaTshuma doesn't really require Hanan. Chanan, the nafkamina between using the svar of Chanan and just saying that the original bli is going to remain also and render the keder as a keder bas yoma, the only nafkamina is in this case. If you know originally how much bliya was in the kli, let's say you use the kli with a kezayis of issa, so you know that you really shouldn't have to be mishar more than a kezayis. So according to the Sefer HaTshuma, if we would use the svara that the original bli is going to be energized, it's going to become stronger, and now it's going to go back into the kli, it's not going to be a tam pogum even 24 hours after the original bishul. So then you would only have to be mishar keneged a kezayis. You'd only have to be mishar keneged the shear that you have of the original bli. But once you say chanan, so then it's going to be much stronger. Once you say chanan, even if the original amount of issa that you had was only a kezayis, you know the shear of issa that you had originally, you'll still have to be mishar keneged kulo. You'll have to be mishar keneged the whole pot, because the water is much greater than the shear that you originally had. So even if technically to ask of the kli to call it a kedera bas yoma, you would not need the svar of chanan, but the nafkamina of chanan is that now you'd have to be mishar keneged kulo. It's not enough just to be mishar keneged the amount that was moved originally into the kli. Okay. Rabbi Nubarach adds another point. Rabbi Nubarach continues. This is all quoted in Tosfos. Tosfos and I involve him at Aleph. At the end of the Ramas Kobas. Rabbi Nubarach says that all this is talking about a Kli Issa. If you originally used the Kli for Issa, and now you use the Kli within 24 hours of the first Bishul, the question is, does it become a Keder She'ena Bas Yoma 24 hours after the first Bishul or 24 hours after the second Bishul? But he says, if all you had was a Blias Hatter, if all you had was Blias Bas or a Blias Cholav, so then there's no question that the 24 hours are counted from the first Bishul. The first bishul, let's say you cook basar in a kli shel chalav. You cook meat in a milchaka kli. This comes up keseder. A person mistakenly uses a milchaka frying pot and he's frying chicken cutlets or something. This can happen, keseder. So what's the din? Let's say, so again, the first question that you have to ask is, did you use the pot in the last 24 hours? That's the first question. So if the pot of the milchak frying pan was not used in the last 24 hours, what's the din? Rabbeinu Baruch Paskins, there we definitely assume that even if it was used for something within the 24 hours, let's say you used it to fry vegetables in the 24 hours, and then you use it to fry meat, you mistakenly use it for fleishigs. So there we definitely will say that the 24 hours from the chalav count from the last time that you were mevashel chalav. We don't count 24 hours from the last time the pot was used. We count 24 hours from the last time that you used it for chalav. And as long as there are 24 hours from the last time that you used it for chalav, even if you used it for vegetables, for something, for water, depending on the case, even if you used it for something in the interim, that's not going to be a problem. It's not going to reset the clock. And if I used it for basa later, it's not going to ask it. Why? Why should that be true? Rabbeinu Baruch assumes that by the Kalishal Isser, it does reset the clock. So why by a Kalishal Hepa does it not reset the clock? So he says there are two reasons. He says, first of all, we don't say Chatecha Nasis Devela by Hepa, we only say it by Isser. The Odi says the Ika Nat Bar Nat. There's also Nat Bar Nat. What is Nat Bar Nat? That means the secondary infusion of taste. Nosin Tam Bar, Nosin Tam. Instead of being a Tam Rishon, it's a Tam Sheni. Tam Sheni means that you have Baliyah going into the pot, and now it's coming out of the pot. You have cholov that went into the pot, and now it's going to come out of the pot. That's called nat bar nat, the secondary infusion of taste. And we know nat bar nat is a machlokes Rav and Shmuel and the Gemara Chulin on Kuf Yud Aleph Amid Beis. We pass like Shmuel that nat bar nat is mutter. We'll get to the details of nat bar nat and Mitzvah Shem later. Rabbeinu Baruch says that here, since you have nat bar nat, he says, and even more so, there are some who claim that if you do bishul, the heter of nat bar nat doesn't apply. Which we'll get to the details of which later. Even according to those who say this bashlu is also by nat bar nat, but here there are gimel nosei tam. Not only is it a tam sheni, it's even a tam shlishi. Because here, what are we talking about? That there was a bli of cholov into the pot. Now the bli of cholov is going to come out of the pot into something else, into vegetables or into water in the interim within the 24 hours, and it's going to go back into the pot. So that's a tam shlishi. To us, of the pot, to claim the pot is a kedera basiyomo, what you're basically saying is that there are three nosnei tam, and even though there are three nosnei tam shel heter, it's only cholov. There's no basar b'cholov here. The basar hasn't mixed with the cholov yet. It's already gimel nosnei tam before it mixes with the basar. Rabbeinu Baruch says in that case there's no problem l'kula yalma. So first of all, we're not going to say chatich nas nevela by heter, only by yisr. And secondly, since it's not bar nat, there's not going to be a problem anyway. So the question is, what's this va'od? Why is the Rabbeinu Baruch adding va'od? He's trying to add something. The first tam bothered him a little bit. So l'chora, what he has in mind is that even if you'll tell me that chaticha nasin veil doesn't apply by heter, it only applies by iser. But dalmei hachi, the din of chaticha nasin teveila, let's ask the pot, or let's assume the pot is a keder basyom of cholov based on the original blia itself, just as we said a moment ago. Forget the idea of Chaticha Nasas Deveila. Let's just say that it's Cholov because the Bli is not going to become Polim in 24 hours after the first Bishul. So let's say, based on the Bli of Cholov itself, that it should be viewed as a Keder Basyom of Cholov. Why do you need the principle of Chaticha Nasas Deveila? Even if you'll tell me that Chaticha Nasas Deveila only applies by Yisr and not by Heter, but you should still claim that the Keder is going to be a Keder Basyom of Cholov, because the blia itself is not going to be nifgam once it comes out within 24 hours of the first bishul. So it should be called the keder basyom of cholov anyway based on the blia itself. So to that he says, no, but the blia itself is only a tam sheni, it's not bar nat. And frankly, it's even a tam shlishi. So because the blia itself is a much lighter kind of tam, it's what we call a tam kolosh, it's a weaker kind of tam. So therefore, it's not going to aser by itself. Even if it mixes with the basar, it's not going to aser. The only way to aser is if we say chaticha nasas nevela. Because if we were to say chaticha nasas nevela, so then this bliya of cholov is going to energize the water, and the water is going to be a tam rishon into the pot. So that would not be a problem. But since we don't say chaticha nasas nevela by heter, there's no problem. So those are the two statements that he's making together. First of all, we don't say chaticha nasas nevela by heter. And secondly, don't say that the keder is a keder basyam of cholov based on the tam of cholov itself, because since it's only not bar nat, it's only a tam sheni, it's more lenient. Here it happens to be even a tam shlishi, it's much lighter, it's only a tam kolosh, it's weaker. So because it's weaker, the keder is not going to be called a keder basyam of cholov based on that kind of a tam. Now just a second, once we say that not bar nat plays a role over here, so let's plug that back into Isser. Rabbi Nebarach had said that by a kli iser, we will reset the clock if you cook in the kli within 24 hours. Why? Because chatich anas is devela. Right? Because chatich anas is devela in the kli iser. So therefore, once we say chatich anas is devela in the mayim, so the mayim are going to ask the kli, and we got to restart the clock. We have to restart the 24 hours from the second division. But just one second. If the tongue that's going back into the walls of the kli is only naparnat anyway, so the only way that the Sefer HaTrumah was able to use the principle of Chatich HaNasas Vevela is by assuming that the Nesar Taka isn't stronger than the Oser. The Oser itself is strong as well. The Oser, the Bliya in the walls of the kli Taka is strong enough. It doesn't become a Tam Pogam 24 hours after the original Bishul because it really still is strong. Once it comes out of the kli, it's still strong. But based on what we just said about a kli shel heter, that the tam that's going back into the kli is only a tam shlishi, it's a much lighter tam, so we're back to square one. It could be that the tam doesn't become a tam pogam, but it's a tam kolish anyway. It's only not barnat. It's even not barnat barnat. It's the tam shlishi. So if all you're dealing with is not barnat, if all you're dealing with is a tam shlishi, so then the kasha comes back. Why did the Sefer HaTrumah assume that because of the din of Hanan, so therefore, if you have this kli shel iser that you cook the iser in, even 24 hours after cooking the iser, you still have to wait until 24 hours after the bishul sheni. Why do you have to wait until the end of the second bishul, 24 hours after the second bishul? Because chatich anas tevela energized the water. Now the water is going to aser the pot. But didn't we say that the nesar is never going to become stronger than the oser? And even if the oser won't become a tam pogam because it came out of the kli, but it's a tam shlishi, it's weak anyway. So it's weak for a different reason. It's not weak because it's a tam pogam, it's weak because it's a tam kolish. But what did you accomplish? You can't say chanan anymore. What's the answer? The answer is that not barnat applies to heter and not to is. That's the issue. What the Sefer HaTrumah clearly is telling us, and this is what the Shach in Yerodea, in a very famous piece, the Shach in Simen Sadi Dalet, Zekot and Chavdeis, quotes this Tosis in the name of the Sefer HaTrumah. He says, the Sefer HaTrumah is telling us in Mered HaKachirish, that not barnat is a principle that can apply to heter, can apply to basar and cholov, meaning once the tam of cholov becomes a not barnat, if it's a tam sheni, then it's more kal, and if it mixes with the basar, it's not going to aser. But not barnat shall iser, that's not going to be a tam, that's not going to be mutter. Not barnat the isur is not going to be mutter, only not barnat the hetera, that's going to be mutter. And why should that be true? So says the Shah, because the idea of not barnat, the reason why not barnat is mutter, is because it's a tam kolish, it's a weaker tam. A weaker kind of a tam. It's more removed from the source. So once it's more removed from the source, if it only is a tam kolosh, an iser can't be chal on a tam kolosh. That's what the Ran writes, the Ran in Chulin, in the Sugi of Naparnat. That an iser can't be chal on a tam kolosh. So if you have only a tam of heter, and then it became a tam kolosh, and now you mix it together with basa, you want the iser of basa b'chol, you chal on this tam, it can't be chal, because once it became a tam kolosh, the iser can't be chal on a tam kolosh. But says the Shach, if the tam that you have is a tam shel iser, if it already was aser before it became not barnat, if it already was aser before it became a tam kolosh, there's no reason to assume that the iser is going to be paka, the iser is going to go away just because the tam became a tam kolosh. That's not a svara. Iser can't be chal on a tam kolosh, but once I have iser, then la'olam void, it's going to aser as long as it's no sin tam, even if it's a tam kolosh. So what that it's weaker? It's weaker qualitatively, but the fact is it's there, and it's nosen tam. If it's not nosen tam, it's not going to aser. But if it is nosen tam, even if it's a tam kolish, it should aser. So that's why even something that's not barnat, if it's not barnat shel iser, it should aser, because so what if it's a tam kolish? As long as the iser was chal before it became a not barnat, before it became tam sheni, it's still going to aser. But by heter, that's different. By heter, it's different, since it was already not barnat before the chalos iser, it already became a tam kolish before the chalos iser, so then it's taka going to... Then it's not going to answer even when it becomes mixed up with the boss. Okay, so this seems to be what the Sefer HaTrumah is saying, that licked in lying in part of his vort, the chiluk between a kli shel iser and a kli shel heter, is that he assumes napanat the hetera is going to be mutter, but napanat the sur is going to be aser, and that's exactly why he says that chatich anas devela is going to be a problem over here. He doesn't really need chatich anas devela, as we pointed out, unless of course you want to be mishar b'kulo, but. But he uses the concept of Chatich Anas Devela, and he feels able to use the concept of Chatich Anas Devela, even though the Nesar can't be stronger than the Oser, because he says the Nesar isn't going to be stronger than the Oser. The Oser itself, first of all, is not going to become a Tam Pogum, as long as it comes out within 24 hours of the first Bishul. It's not Barnat, it's only a Tam Sheni. No, that's not a problem either, because since it's not Barnat Shel Iser, that's not going to be mokal. So once it's not mokal, that bli is a bli shel iser, and then the chanan is going to ask for the water is going to be able to do its trick, and it's going to ask for the kli as well. And then you'll have to be mishai kenega the entire kli, because the water is going to go back into the kli. The Beis Yosef has one caveat to his whole discussion. He quotes the Sefer HaTrumah, and then he disagrees with the Sefer HaTrumah by kli shel iser, and he disagrees for two reasons. He quotes the Yesh Mekilim and the Smak and his own Svara. First of all, that the Nesar can't be stronger than the Osar, and secondly, that we don't say Chatech Nesar is available by Shari Surim. But then the Beis Yosef has one caveat. He says, look, according to what I'm telling you, let's say the Issar that we're talking about in the Kli is Basar B'Cholof. Let's say you cooked Cholof, and then you cook Basar, and there's Basar B'Cholof Balua in the Dolphin HaKli. Says the Beis Yosef, then I would agree to the Smak. If the issur involved is basa b'cholav, that's the issur in the kli. It's not chazer. It's not nevela. It's basa b'cholav. So then I think you would have to restart the clock. Meaning, you cook the basa b'cholav. You cook the cholav and the basa. And then let's say you cook them together. Let's say a strange scenario. You actually cooked basa b'cholav itself. We'll talk about the other case. Let's say you cook the basa and then you cook cholav later. We'll have to get to that in a moment. But the simple case is, let's say basa b'cholav was cooked in the palace. Say there's a living maid in the house, and the maid has her own kalim, but she used the kalim of the balabayish, and she cooked basar b'cholav in the house. So now you want to use this kli. Well, let's say someone b'di'evit used the kli. B'chatchila, you really should kasha the kli. But b'di'evit, if someone used the kli for something else, so now you're trying to figure out, is the item that was cooked in the kli, is it going to be also or not? So, well, just one second. It's 24 hours from when the maid used the frying pan or used the pot to cook basar b'cholav in it. But let's say the frying pan was used in the interim for vegetables, or the pot was used for water, they cooked up macaroni, they cooked something parv in the interim. So do we set back the clock or not? Do we count the 24 hours from the Bishul Rishon, or do we count it from the Bishul Sheni? So the Beis Yosef, even I would admit that the Sefer HaTrumah is right in this case, that we should restart the clock from the second Bishul. Why? Because everyone agrees that you say Chatech Nas Nevela by Basar B'Cholav, and this is Basar B'Cholav, it's not Shari Surim. So since everyone agrees by Basar B'Cholav Chatech Nas Nevela, I think you should set back the clock. That's the Beis Yosef's caveat, the one case that he'll agree to the Sefer HaTrumah. But the Beis Yosef is not willing to go the full 9 yards. He says, but there's one limitation to this. He says that if Kfar Ovra Laila Achas, if you had a Linas Laila before you use the pot in the interim for the parf. Okay, let's get the order of actions here straight. You cook the basar b'cholav in the pot, then you had a linas laila. Let's say you cooked the basar b'cholav in the pot Monday night. Then there was a linas laila, and then Tuesday midday, you use the frying pan for some kind of a pariv. The Beis Yosef says, in that case, he thinks there's room to be mekel, even regarding basar b'cholav, because there, look, you have Shitas Rashi anyway to lean on. Rashi holds that a linas laila is pogemes. So since you had the Linas Laila before the Chatech Nas Nevela could be Chal on the Parva item, the Beis Yosef says he thinks that there's room to be Mekel. But the Beis Yosef seems to imply that if you were to have the Linas Laila after you used it for Pariv, then he's not willing to be Mekel. Then the old rule applies that since this is Basar B'Cholav and we say Chatech Nas Nevela by Basar B'Cholav, then we would have to follow the first Bishul. Right, we would have to follow the second Bishul. We have to be machmer to restart the clock and follow the second Bishul. That's the Beis Yosef's shita. That Basar B'Cholav is certainly mochamer, since you say Chatech Nas is available by Basar B'Cholav, so therefore we do have to restart the clock, the Sefer HaTrumah is right, but the Beis Yosef is willing to concede that if you had a Linas Laila before the power of a cooking in the interim, then you shouldn't have to restart the clock, because according to Rashi, Linas Laila is pogemis anyway, so therefore we could be makel for Rashi in that context. The Ramah in his comments in the Dake Moshe, there on the tour in Simen Kuv Gimel in Oz Beis, he disagrees with this last point. He says he thinks you could be Mekel even if you have a Linas Laila after the cooking of the Parv. Why? He says, well, put two and two together. We have the Mekilim and the Smak anyway. The Mekilim and the Smak hold that the Nesa can never be more Chomer than the Osa, and that applies to Shari Surim, it applies to Basar B'Cholav, it applies to anything. Right? If you assume like the Chavis Das, again, we said that the Mekilim are assuming like the Chavis Das, that the Belia in the Dofen HaKli is going to become Pogam after 24 hours. And even if it comes out, when it goes back in, it's the Zelba Belia. It's the same thing. It's not going to change. So according to the Mekilim, the Neser isn't going to be stronger than the Oser. So then you should be able to be mekel even by basa b'challah. There's room to be mekel. It's only according to the svar of the Beis Yosef that we don't say chatik nas vela by shari surim. So that's why we're going to be mekel by shari surim by basa b'challah. You do say chatik nas vela. We more machmir. Okay, but according to the smak, there's no reason why we shouldn't be mekel. So says the Ramah, he thinks you could be mitzayif the different shitas together. The Ramah doesn't actually explain this through, but if you look in the Gra in the Bira Gra at the end of Kuf Gimel, in Sifkot Nachav Dalet, he fleshes it out a little bit. The Ramah's thumb is just mitzayif the shitas. It's a svek of different shitas. That maybe the Nekilim are right, so maybe the Sefer Chum is in Gansen wrong. He's wrong about Shari Surim, he's wrong about Bas B'Chalav. The whole Svar is wrong. Because the Nesa can never be stronger than the Osa, so you're never going to set back the clock. Why should I set back the clock? I'm not going to say Chatecha Nasa Tevela over here. Because I can't set back the clock. I can't restart the clock because the Oser, the Bliya is going to be a time program after 24 hours from the first Bishul. So the Neser is going to be just as bad. Afilim Timsiloma that the Mekilim are wrong. The Ramah still is willing to be Mekil because if you hold like Rashi that Linus Laila Pogenes, no matter when the Linus Laila took place, whether before or after the second Bishul, you still should say it's a time program at this point in time. So why should I claim like the Beis Yosef that Dafka Linus Laila Pogemus will help me, even though we don't pass them like the Rashi, we'll be Mitzayif the Rashi Lakula in this case, but only if the Linus Laila occurred before the cooking of the parv in the middle, even if I cook it afterwards, what should be the problem? The Beis Yosef is not willing to be Mekel if the Linus Laila occurs afterwards. That's because he is going Lashitas, so he's assuming the only Svar to be Mekel is his Svar of Chanan. Right? His Svar that you don't say Chanan by Shari Surim. So once you claim that you do say Chanan by Basa B'Cholav, so Basa B'Cholav is more Chamor. So Basa B'Cholav is more Chamor. If I'll have the Linus Laila afterwards, so basically all I'm doing is I'm being Mekel for Shitas Rashi. So that far he's not willing to go. Once you have a Chanan, he's not willing to be Mekel. But before the Chatecha Nasas Devela has been Chal, then the Beis Yosef is willing to say that if you had the Linus Laila, the Linus Laila can prevent the Din of Chatecha Nasas Devela from kicking in. That's as far as the Beis Yosef is willing to go. But the Ramah says, I think we can go further. We can be Mitzari of the Sheet of the Yesh Mekilim, and we can be Mekel even if the Linus Laila occurs after the cooking of the Pariv. As long as you have some kind of Linus Laila in conjunction with the cooking in the middle, right? If you have the Linus Laila also, then there's no need to restart the clock. You can say that it's pogum. It's pogum from the previous 24 hours, because even if it's not pogum from the Bishul Rishon, according to Rashi, it's pogum anyway because of the Linus Laila. Okay, so this is the give and take. The Machlokas, Beis Yosef and the Ramah had a Paschal Maisa, had to be mitzag with different sheep. So some Achronim may ask a very simple question. What's the Beis Yosef talking about? The Beis Yosef seems very strange. The Beis Yosef claims that in Basa B'Cholav he'll agree to the Sefer Truma that you have to restart the clock, because everyone agrees. Rabbeinu Ephraim is the Mar of the Shmaitza that you don't say Chatech Nas Devel by Shari Sur, but even he says that you say Chatech Nas Devel by Basa B'Cholav, for sure. But L'chora, the case of the Beis Yosef is not really Rabbeinu Ephraim's case. That's not the case of Chatech Nas Devel by Basa B'Cholav. Why do we say Chatecha Nasa Tevela by Basa B'Cholav, and specifically Basa B'Cholav as opposed to Shari Sur? Why? Because Basa B'Cholav is a new kind of Isser. There's a transformation taking place. There's Heta B'Heter, and the Isser is an Isser Taroves. When the Basa and the Chal combine together, that's when the Isser is Chal. So because the Isser is only Chal B'Taroves, so that's why we say Chatecha Nasa Tevela, because there's like an explosion. There's a creation of a new Chetza Shal Isser over here. By Shari Sur, maybe we don't say Chatecha Nasa Tevela, because the Isser existed before, the Heter existed before, they're mixing together, but there's nothing new being created. There's a Blias Isser inside of the Heter. But should I necessarily say that there's a new Chefta Shalissa that's being created? Not necessarily. But by Basa B'Cholav, it's obvious that there's a new Chefta Shalissa being created. So it's not such a far jump to say the Chatecha Nasa is the Vela. Where's the Isser here? Everything was Heter B'Heter. There's Basa, there was Cholav separately. Now together there's somehow Isser. So what's Asser? It must be everything is Asser. Chatecha Nasa is the Vela. Pshuto kemashmal. So that only applies in the creation of Basa B'Cholav. But the case of the Beis Yosef is where you cook Basa B'Cholav in the pot, and now you're going to cook water or vegetables or some other part of a thing in the pot, in the frying pan. That's a bli of Basa B'Cholav into something else. That's not Basa B'Cholav for which we'll say Chatecha Nasa is Nevela. That Basa B'Cholav is really Shari Surim that's masquerading as Basa B'Cholav. So if you say Chatecha Nasa is Nevela Shari Surim, then even in that case we should say Chanan. But if you say Chanan only by Basa B'Cholav, then you shouldn't say Chanan in that case, because that's not Heter B'Heter, and together there's an Issa Taroves. So what's the Beis Yosef saying? This is the Shach. The Shach in Sifkot and Yud Ches and Simon Kuf Gimel asks on the Beis Yosef. He says, I don't really understand why the Beis Yosef employs the concept of Chana. Why he seems to assume that by Basa B'Chalav it would be more Chamer. The reason why Basa B'Chalav is more Chamer is because you're creating a Chefza Shalissa. But here you're not creating a Chefza Shalissa. The Chefza Shalissa was created. It's not Heter B'Heter. There's an Issa going into Heter. It's just like Shari Surim. So Bishlam, if you held that, you say Chatich Vezmir by Shari Surim. So then I can understand why you should say Chanan over here. But the Beis Yosef doesn't hold of Chanan by Shari Surim. So he's back to square one. What's the Beis Yosef saying that this is different? So the Shach and Simon Sadi Dalit, Sirkot Mechav Beis, suggests that we're going back and forth between these two Shachs. This Shach, Simon Sadi Dalit, Sirkot Mechav Beis, this is a very important Shach. You gotta do that Shach well. So the Shach there suggests, maybe the Beis Yosef assumes like this, that even if Basa B'Chalav, once it's created, really has a din of Shari Surim, but since it comes, since that Isser came from Basa B'Chalav, ke Basa B'Chalav Dayninan Le, we'll treat it like Basa B'Chalav. Since it came from Basa B'Chalav, it'll have a din of Basa B'Chalav, and then even Rabbeinu Ephraim holds that you don't say Chanan in Shari Surim, he'll admit that here you can say Chanan, because it's like a Basa B'Chalav Tigadin. It's like Basa B'Chalav. So I saw that the Bari HaShulchan and Simon Tzadiches, when we were learning Simon Tzadiches, I was looking at the Tziyunim, so I happened to come to this to this Tziyun, the Bari HaShulchan and the Tziyunim, so Katan Kuf Samach Aleph, he quotes the Prima Gadim on that Shach. If I did the Prima Gadim on the Shach, I would have found it myself. The Prima Gadim on that Shach and Simon Tzadidah, so Katan Chav Bey says that he thinks that this idea that Shach is saying is only a Din Derabbanan. Min HaTorah, we only say Chatech Nas Nevela by Basa B'Chalav Mamsh. The Derabbanan will say it even in this case, Altz Gzeru. Yesterday, I noticed that the Prima Gadim, right here, the Prima Gadim and Simon Kuf Gimel in the Mishpat Zozov, Sivkat Yud, he refers back to what he says on the Shach, right, in talking about this case. He refers back to what he says on the Shach in Simon Tzadidah, Sivkat Yud, he says this is a Din D'Rabbanan. It's a special Din D'Rabbanan that the Beis Yosef is willing to concede. What does he mean? So the Chora, what he means is the following, that we had the Ran wanted to say the reason why Chatich Anas and Vela applies even to Shari Surim is because of the Gzera to Basu B'Cholav. The real place we should apply Chatech Nas Veil is the Basa B'Chalav. But Chazal goes that if you don't say Chatech Nas Veil by Shari Surim, you might not realize that you have to say Chanan even by Basa B'Chalav. So they said, Alz Gzeira, we should say Chatech Nas Veil even by Shari Surim as well. The Beis Yosef apparently is assuming that even if we don't go so far, even if we won't say Chatech Nas Veil by Shari Surim, but this Chumra D'Rabbana should at least apply to Basa B'Chalav when Basa B'Chalav really is Shari Surim masquerading as Basa B'Chalav. That far the Chachamim did go, because that's Bas B'Chalav. It looks like Bas B'Chalav, smells like Bas B'Chalav, tastes like Bas B'Chalav. We don't really care if it smells like Bas B'Chalav, but it tastes like Bas B'Chalav. So if it tastes the same as Bas B'Chalav, how can you not say Chatech Nas Devela here? Because if you don't say Chatech Nas Devela in this case, then people will think that in Bas B'Chalav in general you don't have to say Chatech Nas Devela. So what the Prima Gadim seems to be saying is the Beis Yosef is conceding that the Din D'Rabbanan of Chatech Nas Devela by Shari Surim will apply to a Bas B'Chalav Dika Shari Surim. But to regular Shari Surim, it's not going to apply. But just to bring back the same pismen, the Shach continues that the emes is you don't really need Chatech Anas and Veveila over here. Even if you don't have the din of Chatech Anas and Veveila, you still should ask it because Napar Nati Surah is Asa. Right? The Beis Yosef concedes that Napar Nati Surah is going to be Asa anyway. So you should still ask it based on the Bliya itself. The Bliya itself is going back into the pot. So the Bli itself should ask it, because even if it's only Naparnat, but Naparnat Yisur is going to be Asur. So again, Vaita, the only Nafkamina is that you'll have to be Mashar, Keneged Kulo, and not Keneged the Bliya, if you knew how much Basa B'Chalav was there, if it was only a small amount. But if you do say Chatech Anas and Devela, then you'll have to be Mashar, Keneged Kulo, and it's not enough to be Mashar, Keneged the small amount. But it's not such a Nafkamina in most circumstances. This is all Shalob Makom Hefsid. The Shalob Makom Hefsid, you got to be Mitzarev, these two things together. You have to Mitzarev, the Linas Laila together with this kind of a kula, right? That you need the Linus Laila together with whatever kula you'll generate here. The Beis Yosef wants to say that you'll claim that if you have the Linus Laila, even though we'll say Chatech Nas Veil will still be Megil, right? All that is Shalom Makom Hefsid. The Makom Hefsid, the Ramah in Shulchan Aruch and Simen Kuv Gimel, I think it's Sif Hei. The last halacha in Siman Kuf Yom, right there. Yeah. Sorry? Siv Zayin, thank you. The Ramah there says that B'makom Hefzid, he thinks that you can count Me'es La'es from the time of the Bishul Rishon even without Alinas Laila. That's a big cool one. So B'makom Hefzid, you could say that the Keder is an Ein Abas Yoma even if you didn't have Alinas Laila. Let's say you cooked in the afternoon and then someone cooked, but you can count Me'es La'es from the Bishul Rishon even if you didn't have Alinas Laila. What's that assuming? How could you have such a case? But you didn't have a Linas Laila. If you have 24 hours, there's going to be a Linas Laila anyway.
Right? So even if there's no Linas Laila after the harvest.
Even if what? Oh, even if you didn't have a Linas Laila. According to the Ramah, right? The Ramah says that the Linas Laila can work even afterwards. Aha. So if you didn't have the Linas Laila after the second Bishul, right? Even if you didn't have the Linas Laila after the second Bishul, we won't restart the clock. We'll still only count for the first Bishul. Right. Exactly. Thank you. Still only count for the first Bishul even without a Linas Laila. Why? So presumably he holds that since Chanan Bashar Yisum is only a Chumrah anyway. It's only a chumrah anyway. Not everyone agrees with that. Many Rishonim claim that you only hold chatichan as available by basa b'cholav. That's how the mechaber paskins. So if it's only a chumrah, but makom hefzid, there's room to be mekel, even if you didn't have linas laila. Right? Even if you didn't have linas laila, you can assume we go based on the first bishul. We go based on the first bishul, like the yesh mekelim in the smak. I mean, basically, what the rabbi is saying is we'll be mekel for the yesh mekelim in the smak, b'di'eved. The Makom Hefsid, and we won't be concerned that you'll say Chatich and Asdavel like the Sefer HaTruma, the Makom Hefsid, because Chatich and Asdavel by Shari Sum is only a Chumrah anyway. Okay. Finally, let's talk about the other case. Not where you have Basar B'Cholav already in the pot, but let's say you had the Basar, and then you got Basar B'Cholav later. What's the case? So the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Sadi Dalet and Siv Gimel talks about the following case. Let's say you put a Kaf Chol Leves, you put a Milchik spoon into a Kederes Shel Basar. Can happen any day. You put the Milchik spoon into the Kederes Shel Basar. So you had the Basar in there from before, and you cooked Cholav in the spoon. You didn't cook it in the spoon, but you used the Cholav in a Milchik pot before. Let's say you mixed your Milchik soup with the spoon, now it became a Milchik spoon, and then you put the Milchik spoon into the Kederes Shel Basar. So now there's Basar B'Cholav in the spoon. There's no Basar B'Cholav in the pot, because let's assume, I think the Mechaber there is assuming that there's Shishim in the Basar. The Shishim in the Basar connected to the Cholav, but there's no Shishim in the Cholav connected to the Basar that comes into the Cholav. So when you take the spoon out of the pot, the spoon is going to be Aser. The pot will still be Mutter because there was Shishim. Good. So now there's Basar B'Cholav in the spoon. But now you put the spoon into either Basar or Cholav. You put the spoon into something else. I'm not sure that you have to put it into either Basar or Cholav. You put it into anything. You have Basar B'Cholav now in this other item. So the question is, when do we count Me'es La'es to know whether you have Basar B'Cholav going into the second pot? Do you get the case here? You have a Milchik spoon. What does that mean? What does Milchik spoon mean? It means you used it in some other pot. Okay, so there was Bishul number one is Bishul of Cholav, separately. Then I put the spoon that's Chalavi, the spoon that's Milchik, I put that into a Kadesh Basar, and I created Basar B'Cholav in the spoon. That's Bishul number two, let's say. And then I was Tochev. I stuck the spoon into either Basar B'Cholav, and I created Basar B'Cholav over here. So, the Shulchan Aruch paskins that this spoon is going to aser, even by the Eved, right? As long as it's Basioma. As long as the spoon is Basioma, so then it's going to aser even by the Eved. So the question is, Basioma from when? Basioma from when? I stuck the spoon that's Basar B'Cholav into Parv, let's say. So it's going to aser. It's going to aser. If there isn't Shishim in that pot, it's going to aser even. It's going to aser as long as it's Basioma. Basioma from when? Basioma from the time that I put the Milchik spoon into the Kederes Shel Basar initially to create the Basar B'Cholav? Or Basioma from the time that I originally used the Milchik spoon in Milchiks? That's the Shaila. So you look at me as though it's crazy. Why should I say Basyama from the time that I put the spoon into the Milchiks? It should be Basyama from the creation of the Issa of Basar B'Cholav. So the Shach says Adavra Poshut, that Me'ez Leis is counted from the time that I put the spoon into the Basar, from the time of the creation of Basar B'chalav. He says, because then Chaticha Nasas Davela. Chaticha Nasas Davela by Basar B'chalav, so therefore that restarts the clock. Obviously that's the time that I should start the 24 hours from, and if it's Basyama from that time, then it will last to the next path. But the fact that it's not Basyama from the original use of the Chalav, why should that play a role? But the Bach disagrees. The Shach quotes the Bach, this is a world famous Bach. The Bach claims that if it's not Basyama from the original time that you used the Milchika spoon in Chalav, before Basar B'chalav was in, there was no Basar B'chalav here. It was just a Milchika spoon. It was Milchika spoon for years. So, but if it was more than 24 hours from the last time that you used it in Milchik before you put it into the Kedesh Shel Basar, it's not going to ask him. So Frek the Shach, how could that be? How could that be? Once Chatichan Asas Tevel, you created Basar B'chalav when you took the Milchik, a spoon, and put it into the Kedesh Shel Basar. So once you created Basar B'chalav, that should reset the clock. Now we should count 24 hours from the time that the Basar B'chalav was created, the time that the Yisr was created. Why should I assume that I follow 24 hours from the original usage of the Kli Shel Chalav? Why? Why should I follow that time? That's not Basar B'chalav. That's not where the Yisr is. So there's a beautiful idea that the Prima Gadim on that Shach develops. The Prima Gadim assumes that maybe the Bach and the Shach are disagreeing about the nature of the din of Basar B'chalav. We had a whole discussion whether Basar B'chalav is an Issa Machnas Atzmo or an Issa Bolua. Right? Is Efshar Lafrido and Basar B'chalav Mutter, or is it going to be Asim? So the Shach and Simon Kuf Hei Sekot Yudzayin had his long dissertation that even if you could separate the Basar B'chalav one from the other, they still remain Asr. Basar B'chalav is an Issa Machnas Atzmo, even if you could be Mafrid Zemi Zeh, they're still going to remain Asr. That's the Shach's sheet. It's an Issa Machnas Atzmo. Zok the Prima Gadim, he thinks maybe the Shach was Shitasa. The Shach assumes that Basar B'chalav is an Issa Machnas Atzmo. So if it's an Issa Machnas Atzmo, then Taka Chaticha Nasa Tevela tells me there's a new Chetze Shal Issa here. So obviously I should count 24 hours from the time that the Basar B'chalav was actually created, from the Chaticha Nasa Nevel. What does the Bach hold? The Bach assumes that Basar B'chalav is not an Issa Machnas Atzmo. If you could separate the Basar B'chalav one from the other, then they become Mutter. It's not an Issa Machnas Atzmo, it's just it's like an Issa Balua. The Bach holds Basar B'chalav is like an Issa Balua. So says the Bach, if it's 24 hours from the original time that you cooked milk in this, that you used the Kli Shel Chalav for milk, if it's more than 24 hours, so now the tam of chalav that's balua in the basar is going to be nosen tam of gam. The tam of chalav that's balua in the basar is going to be nosen tam of gam. So it's like you separated the chalav from the basar. It's like separating the halachically. It's like separating the chalav from the basar because you don't have a tam meshubach anymore of chalav. So just like if you'd be mafrid basar b'chalav one from the other, if you hold that basar b'chalav is only nisa balua, the basar and the chalav become mutter. The Bach claims that if it's 24 hours after you use the kli for chalav, since the bliya of basar b'chalav, since the bliya of chalav inside there is nosen tam l'gam, it's like you've separated the basar from the chalav, so the basar won't aser anymore. The chalav is keman d'lesei dami. Since it's nosen tam l'gam, it's like keman d'lesei. And if it's keman d'lesei dami, then it's not going to aser the basa. So why should I say no? The time when you created the din of basa b'chalav, so now chaticha nasas nevela, and I should count 24 hours from that time. No, the Bach claims I should count 24 hours from the original time that you used it for chalav, because after 24 hours from that time, then the tam of chalav is going to be nosen tam of gam. And if it's a tam pogum, then it's like it's disjointed. It's keman d'lesei. It's not Ma'urav with the Basar anymore. If you were to say like the Shach, that Basar B'chalav is an Issa Machnas Atzmo, then I understand why you should reset the clock and start when Chaticha Nasas Nevela kicked in, when the Basar B'chalav was Cham. But the Bach assumes that it's only an Issa Balua, and if it's only an Issa Balua, so then once the Cholav, the Tam Cholav Shebo became Nosen Tam of Gam, then it's Kamad Lesedami, and since it's Kamad Lesedami, therefore it's not going to ask for the Basar anymore, we should say that it's Mutter. The Prima Gadim adds, but think about it, the Bach is also assuming something else. What's he assuming? He's assuming that Nosen Tam of Gam is Taka Kaman D'lesei Dami. He's assuming like the Ran. If he were to assume like the Rashba, that Nosen Tam of Gam is Mutter because the Din of Tam Ke'ikah doesn't kick in. And once there's no Din of Tam Ke'ikah by a Tam Pogum, so then the Isser is Batal Barov. So it's not really Kaman D'lesei Dami. It's there, it's just Batal. It's still there, it's Batal. So to say that it's like it's Nifrad from the Basar, it's like it was separated from the Basar, that's too much of a jump. The Prima Gadim says, obviously, the Bach is assuming two things. First of all, he's assuming that Basar B'chalav is just an Issa Balua. So if you were to separate the basar and the chalav one from the other, then taka, they both become mutter. And he assumes that osam tam of gam, like the ran, is also because it's command belese, it's like an avela she'ena ru'uya leger, it's mutter mitzar atzmo, the isser is poka once it's osam tam of gam. So if he assumes like the ran, then osam tam of gam is taka command belese, then we understand why if you separate the basar and the chalav one from the other, right? Why if it's 24 hours from the time that you use the chalav initially, so then it's like the chalav and the basar are separated from each other, and then they're not going to ask for anymore. So that's why he holds that you only have to wait 24 hours from the time that you originally used the kli in chalav. So what the shach is disagreeing with the bach is either for one of two things. It's easy to say that he holds that basar b'chalav is an issur machmasatzo because that's what the shach happens to hold. But the other way to look at it is the shach might be taking the approach of the Rashba, the chumra, in terms of nosan tam of gam, and for that reason also he could disagree with the Bach, because the Bach is holding two things together. He's assuming both, like the Ran, in terms of nosan tam of gam, and he's assuming that basar b'chalav is an issur balua, it's not an issur machmasatzo.